In California, at least, and certainly in Sonoma County, the public dialogue about climate change is itself changing.
People are taking it more seriously. They're understanding the urgency of it. And more Americans are seeing how climate change is affecting us every day in our communities, affecting our public health, affecting our economy. The conversation is changing towards solutions. People are ready to take action.
That's Josh Friday, the COO for NextGen, a San Francisco-based organization that is working, in their words, to bring climate change to the forefront of American politics. He was a keynote speaker at the first ever Sonoma County Adaptation Forum, where the subject was very much about what can and should be done locally in response to the increasingly apparent effects of climate change here. One of those, noted Dr. Marty Ralph, director of the Center for Western Weather and Water Extremes at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography in San Diego, is the way that drought and flooding can now coexist within the same season.
Droughts tend to be relatively long and slow phenomena, months to years. Floods can be very short. So it's possible to have a short-lasting flood that doesn't fill the reservoirs. On the Russian River, for example, the dams themselves only control the water for about 10% of the watershed. So you can have those reservoirs actually low and not refill and still have the main stem of the Russian reach flood stage because the water for that is coming from other parts of the watershed than behind the dam.
Ralph Setter is also studying the weather phenomena known as atmospheric rivers.
They really do most of the water vapor transport in the atmosphere, and they're fairly narrow by atmospheric standards, a couple hundred miles wide. They produce about half of the rainfall for Sonoma County, and therefore about half of the water supply on average. They also are responsible for more than 90% of the floods on the Russian River, and then we're also looking at how those might change in a changing climate. In drought years, like recently, we've had maybe two per year. In a very wet year, we might have eight. And the ones that cause floods are in a wet year, and then they are strong and they last a long time.
The challenge now is to more accurately forecast when and where those rivers will bring storms ashore. These and other variables affecting the Russian River and its ecosystem are also being analyzed as part of a five-year study that Tim Doherty is working on. A coastal planner with NOAA, he says their main focus is the ways that sea level rise could play out in the river estuary and on upstream.
This Habitat Blueprint project will provide us with 40 different sea level rise scenarios, which will help us understand how future sea level rise may impact coastal resources throughout Sonoma County and throughout the Russian River estuary.
It will be up to local policymakers to decide which scenarios to prepare for, Doherty says, but the wide array of possibilities will make their findings useful to other regions of coastal California as well. Other speakers at the day-long forum addressed local planning and policy steps that can be taken in the short term and the role that agriculture and open space can play in responding to climate change. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.